This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Find out what's going on in the world. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at 888-302-3684. You can follow our continuing conversation at Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of August, and there are, as usual, lots of things happening in the political world. I find it interesting to go through the Secret Service code names. This is like Dick Tracy with his secret watch. He talked into the watch. People actually do that now with the Apple Watch, right? The Clintons are retaining their code name from the last time they lived in the White House. Same thing. Hillary Clinton is Evergreen for the Secret Service. Bill Clinton is Eagle. Wow. Donald Trump is Mogul. And Melania Trump is Muse. Speaking of Donald Trump, I'm having a hard time getting over this whole business of Muslim American soldier killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq and the outcry, not only outside of his own party, but within his own party, the rough and sort of ethically charged dismissal. I'm not liking it. What about you? 888-302-3684. Now, you can say and think, and maybe accurately so, the news media has made so much of this that it really has all become very distorted. To a point, if you see or follow Trump's Twitter, then so he sort of apologized. He was a great soldier, but now we still have a problem with Muslims. Okay. The parents, the Khans, and Mr. Trump, this is a pivotal point for a lot of people in the election. It's almost ready-made for Hillary Clinton. And those of you who don't like Hillary Clinton are thinking to yourself, wow, okay, this was all a put-up job. This was a way to get Donald Trump to come out and do something like he did. Well, if that's the case, then he ought to have thought it through. I'm not happy about this because it takes away. It starts with Hillary Clinton and using soldiers as a backdrop for political campaigning. That really irks me. So the fact that the Clinton campaign used the Khans for their own political gain is inappropriate as far as I'm concerned. And then it becomes more inappropriate when you realize what has been said by Mr. Trump. And then all the Republican senators who have gotten on the bandwagon, I think about six or seven, have said, well, maybe we won't support you after all. They haven't gone that far as to pull their support, but they've said, nah, we're not going to get too excited about him. And then there is this, I think Trump's usual political toolkit has failed him. No reprieve with his complaints that Mr. Khan had been unfair to him. He claimed on Twitter that Khan had viciously attacked him. You're in a big boy's game now. You better have a thicker skin. And I'm beginning to think I am outwardly, I didn't say this before because I don't think inwardly I even thought it, or I didn't want to think it, but is there something wrong with a person's mental stability when they go off on these tangents like this, get so angry, or they set up things like that? he's telling it like it is. Well, maybe he needs to stop. I don't mind him telling. As a matter of fact, I think that's why I at first got on to his way of thinking, because I want to change, and I don't like the way of thinking that's represented by the people who've been in office for the past 16 years especially. But by going after a military family like this and trafficking in religious stereotypes, he is taking apart a lot of what is normal now in American politics. So the Republicans have this iconic overview of being prejudiced and really thick when it comes to religion. If you're not a Christian or maybe a Jew, you're no good. That doesn't have a place in America anymore. It doesn't have a place here. It doesn't. It just doesn't work. And so what do we do? What do we think? How do we handle it? I guess maybe there are a number of different ways to handle it, but Hillary is using it as a political tool. And I suppose all is fair in love, war, and politics, but I don't like it, frankly. It was a setup. Trump fell for it. He doesn't look good. No, nobody looks good under this. It doesn't look good. And then there are the other things about Trump today, draft deferments, everything about him, everybody comes up. And yet, when are we going to get to the real issues? When are we going to discuss what there is that's really going on in America? For example, our choice when it comes to food. Where's that conversation? Where are important conversations like that? But I just wanted to go through the, as long as I gave you the Secret Service code names, Trump is Mogul, Melania Trump Muse, Hillary is Evergreen, Bill is Eagle, Vice Presidents get code names too, Mike Pence is Hoosier and his wife is Hummingbird, Tim Kaine is Daredevil and his wife has not been determined yet, but whatever it is, it'll start with a D, given the pattern the Secret Service follows. And I was looking back at some of the candidates from before. Ronald and Nancy Reagan were Rawhide and Rainbow. George and Barbara Bush were Timber Wolf and Tranquility. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter were Deacon and Dancer. So just a little blast from the past, as it were. So that takes care of, does it take care of the political world? It takes care of as much of it as I want to talk about. Coming up, our 2020 News Quiz question and a focus on terrorism. That's up next here. I'm Doug Steffen, 14 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink. 3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
17 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. 2020 News Quiz question coming up. You'll be able to dial us in at 888-302-3684. Once I give the signal. The conversation about terrorism and scaring people, has it scared you away from going to Europe or going anywhere? There are a lot of people who are examining what's going on, especially in Europe. The fellow who runs a tourism consulting company in Paris said, quote, "We're experiencing a structural change, a phenomenon of war on our doorstep that did not exist since World War II. The effects of that shift on business, large and small, have been deep and profound." There's a spectacular medieval abbey called Mont Saint-Michel, one of France's top tourist attractions. A business at the local hotels and restaurants off by 70% since the terrorist attacks in Paris. So this is part of what the terrorists are trying to do. They want to do. They want to affect us, the West, in our pocketbooks. Americans, Japanese, especially canceling reservations, even though the site is perched on a rock off of the northwest coast of Normandy. It's a long way from Paris, but yet people just don't want to go to France. Giles Guehere, the chief executive of Mont Saint-Michel, said he had to tell nearly a third of his employees to go home for most of the rest of the summer. They're off for 4 or 5 months. Shut down half of his 5 hotels and 4 of the restaurants. 17 more positions eliminated this week. Whoever is there on a temporary basis. So you can see the impact, you can feel it, you can sense the impact of what's going on as a result of terrorism. And what are we doing about it? Zero. Nothing. There's nothing really going on. You know that. There's nothing really going on. Not at all. So, anyway, okay, let's get to our 2020. Let's make a heck of a hullabaloo on this story. 888-302-3684. On the heels of what other similar event that ended up killing a number of people in this past week, where charges dropped, there was a lot of attention given to the skydiver in California who jumped out of a plane without a parachute, and he lived to talk about the experience. So as soon as that happened, people said, well, look what happened earlier. So what event, what sad event in the past week, and we haven't talked about this much because it was really kind of sad, but it was something that got a lot of people talking. Something happened that involved 16 lives. So you tell me and the rest of the world listening to Good Day at 888-302-3684 what that event was as an answer to our 2020 News Quiz question. Because 20 past the hour now, you'll get till 20 before the next hour to figure out what the answer is, put you on the air. If you win, you get a copy of the book by Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. A lot of inspiration there. Okay, again, the question on the heels of what other similar event it killed a number of people this week. Did we find out the skydiver in California was okay? 21 past the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Who has recognized Pink Floyd? Already 24 after the hour. Wow. Pink Floyd, the early years, being released as a 27-disc box set. 20, you heard me correctly, 27 discs. This is a massive retrospective that will cover this band's formation, growth into one of the most influential rock acts. Isn't it interesting? Last hour we talked about the Beatles in that documentary, how much of this stuff there. The Pink Floyd years were sort of existentially when the Beatles were at the height of their popularity, but then it extends into the 70s. There's a lot of unreleased demos in this 27-disc box set, TV appearances, 20 unreleased songs. This will all be out. Gee, what a coincidence. Just in time for Christmas. Wow. Do you think this would be a good Christmas present for Pink Floyd?
A lot of dads. Yeah. I feel like a lot of dads
have
this on their list.
Yes, right. Yeah, a lot of dads and even grandpas that are my age. Seven individual book-style packages. This set of 27 will bundle more than 15 hours of video, some rare BBC sessions that will appear, live concert performances that will appear, interviews, three feature films. So if you're a Pink Floyder, this is right out of your wheelhouse. Yeah, this is going to be something that will do well. I think this will be a very popular item for music lovers for this Christmas. So if you're, I can hardly wait until November. I'll bet there'll be some bootleg copies of this floating around fairly soon. But the official release, November 11th, for Pink Floyd, the early years, 27 discs. Wow. It really is. There's an undertaking. And there's a lot of good stuff there. All right, speaking of good stuff, Idina Menzel, to sort of have a contrast in the musical conversation here in this hour, is going to go to Lifetime. A lot of people love this woman's music. I never even knew who she was until Meredith told me who she was. I never heard of her before.
If you're, I mean, that's not surprising. If you didn't watch Glee, which I know you didn't, or if you weren't, if you're not a Broadway fan, you probably never would have known
which
who
I know
she
you're
was.
Not. Yes, thank you very much. I'm through with play. Star of Frozen.
I can't picture you seeing Wicked. Let's put it that way.
No, I'm not big on
that. Yeah.
She's going to take on Bette Midler's role in a TV movie, which will remake the movie Beaches that was so popular in the late 80s. She's an aspiring singer trying to make it in L.A. This is basically the theme. She's discovered by a director who gives her a big... her first shot. Yes, this is the song. This is what everybody remembers from that show. Crank this up, Carol.
It might have appeared to go.
Is this Idina singing this, or is this Bette Midler singing
this? This is Bette Midler, but Idina's going to be covering this in the movie.
Yeah.
And The Glory of Love was another big song from Beaches, so she'll be doing that as well.
Barbara Hershey was in the movie. Who plays that role in the TV show?
Hasn't been cast yet. Hasn't been announced. Yeah.
So the music includes Wind Beneath My Wings, Glory of Love, new takes on a couple of other songs as well that Idina Menzel will record specifically for the Lifetime movie. Kind of interesting they're doing this on Lifetime. And I don't know why.
I'm just laughing for a second here because this is the wrong Glory of Love. This is from Karate Kid.
Whatever. It's called Glory of Love. It's the same thing.
That's the story of. That's the Glory
of
Love.
That's the one we've got in our library.
Yeah, Doug's singing the correct song and this is the wrong
story
song.
That's the Glory of Love.
Nobody has to know.
All right, anyway, Idina Menzel. In the focus at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know,
just when invent properly... the TV, we jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Yeah! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Yeah! Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Again, 34 at the hour. Conversation continues. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. A repeat now of our 2020 news quiz question. I have asked you to tell us that, I want to sort of review this skydiver situation in California. I guess that would be considered good news in a manner of speaking. This guy jumped out of a plane without a parachute, which seems moderately stupid to me, but that's just me. Now, with that comes a refresher course, something that happened a few days ago, which wasn't quite the same sort of an event, but it involved people taking chances in the sky. And it ended badly for these people. So what I would like you to do is tell us, as an answer to the 2020 News Quiz question, what other event took place in the last week that killed 16 people? And would you engage in that activity? 888-302-3684. What's the phone number? 888-302-3684. I almost forgot my own number. 888-302-DOUG. Is the number. Get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. What is it that happened within this last week that killed 16 people? It was a sky event, if you will. So help yourself to that. In the meantime, the story for Luke Akins, who fell out of the sky 2 minutes aiming for a net that was 100 by 100, suspended 200 feet above the ground, a challenge he found irresistible, as he explains here in this overview.
My name is Luke Akins, and I'm out here getting ready to do something that's never been done before. We're going to jump from 25,000 feet. We're going to do it without a parachute, and we're going to land in this awesomely designed net behind me. So when I jump out, the air is a little bit thinner at 25,000 feet, so we'll get up around 150 miles an hour. As we get lower, the air thickens up a little bit, and we'll be going about 120 miles an hour. And just before I get here, I'm going to flip over to my back, and then I'll be landing right here.
What's that like during that impact?
We don't know. The 120 mile an hour impact is one that we haven't done yet. You know, I don't want to do it until we have to do it for real. So we've jumped into it from roughly 87 feet or so, and that feels super soft, softer than if you were going to jump on your back in a trampoline. The most exciting thing about this is literally I'm jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. The way I look at it in my head and everything is this is my parachute. It's the biggest parachute you know anybody's ever jumped. It's a massive parachute. I just have it below me instead of above me.
Can you imagine? Think about this. Put yourself in his position. No wonder. I mean, he's the first guy to ever try this. And there's probably a reason for that. Skydiving without a parachute. No wingsuit. All right, this thing was shown live after the fact. That was conversation with him and a news reporter before he took off. He's 42 years old. Jumped into the California desert from 25,000 feet. At about 18,000 feet, took off his oxygen mask. And with the help of GPS and lights, focused on the target, which was in the center of this net that he described, the 100 by 100 foot net. Seconds before he impacted, by the way, this guy has jumped 18,000 times. What kind of a nutbird is this guy?
I guess practice makes perfect.
18,000 jumps? I had somebody try to take me up in a plane once and jump from 10,000 feet, and it was a cloudy day, and I was very thankful and never even thought about it again. A lot of people do it. George Bush, the father, has done a lot of jumps. Usually goes up on his birthday, or he did, anyway.
You know what's even crazier to me, though, is I was watching a video of this happening, and there are people there, you know, in, like, bleachers watching this happen, and they're right by the net that he's going to land in.
Yeah.
That's almost crazier to me than people would
miss.
Go.
Yeah,
what do you do if he missed? I'm really glad he didn't, obviously, for his sake and his family's sake. But can you imagine being in the audience? I don't think I would close my eyes and look the other way.
Ooh-wee. He said, "We did and cannot thank everyone enough for the support." He's the husband of a lovely lady, father of a four-year-old boy. He wrote on his Facebook page after he landed successfully, quote, "My vision was always proper preparation, and if you train right, you can make anything happen. Thank you." Got to be under a good star, too, I think, under that circumstance. All right, well, good luck, and God bless him. Luke Akins has his trip. It's successful. He's all right. And so we move on. All right, it's 20 minutes before the hour, so we move on to our 2020 news quiz question. Let's see here. Where do we want to go for an answer? How about we start with Derek, who's in West Virginia. Derek, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. So this event that we just talked about, the fellow jumping 25,000 feet, without a parachute. Can you imagine what, when you listen to a story like that, what do you think your reaction would be? Would you even consider ever doing that, Derek?
I have to take a very deep breath there. I don't believe I'd do something like that.
You would not do something like that. Are you normally bold, courageous, that kind of, do you do stuff that's a little bit out of the ordinary from time to time?
Not to that extreme.
No.
That's a little much. I mean, jumping out of a plane with no parachute, that's a little extreme for me. But I was going to, me and my wife was going to try a high air balloon ride, so.
All right.
But I think that's as far as it will go for us.
Okay, so let's go back around to that. What other sky event, you just alluded to something of an experience, what happened the other day involving those 16 people?
I believe it was a hot air balloon ride in which the balloon actually caught fire, and it crashed, and 16 people have all died.
Yeah, it hit the high tension wires, and that made it. Let me hold on just a second. I want to get a little more information than that. Hold on. Don't go away, because Kara's going to talk to you in a moment. Let me have a conversation with Fred, who's out in Aberdeen, Washington. What more do you remember about that incident, Fred, the hot air balloon crashing?
He said something about it was very foggy. It was really foggy, and we believe that might have played a part in it, I believe, in the reason that hit the high power lines.
Yeah, I heard that as well. Have you ever done anything like that?
No. I used to live in Albuquerque. We used to watch them all the time.
In October, it was the first weekend of October, they have hundreds and hundreds. I was there 1 year for that event. It was fabulous.
Oh, different colors, just gorgeous, different shirts.
Yeah.
They were beautiful.
If you ever have a chance to get...
That's not long out
for me. Say again?
A little too brave for me. I'm just not that.
Not into that. What's the most daring thing you've ever done?
I don't know, maybe about a 50-foot jump off a rock quarry into the water
pool?
Where we used to, in the water, into the pool at the bottom. Yeah, that's about it.
When you were a dumb kid. Was that when you were a dumb kid? Yeah, okay. All right, hold on. Just hold on a second. Nice to talk with you. Both those folks who get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. Upcoming in a moment, 6 people have been charged with ignoring the situation, the water crisis in Flint. I'll tell you more about that after these words.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
The human eye blinks about 17,000 times a day. But here's an eye-opener. You can lose your sight to eye disease if you wait for symptoms before having them checked. Think about this. UV damage is one of the leading contributors to cataracts and macular degeneration. But your eye doctor has solutions to help prevent that. So get your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find a doctor near you in the blink of an eye. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
46 after the hour, I'm Doug Steph with Kara Schillen. So, how many of you have even remembered, this is sort of a jog to a lot of people's memories. Oh, yeah, there's a problem with the water in Michigan. Oh, I remember Flint. This thing has been going on for 4.5 years. And there are still people being charged, state employees charged with crimes for their role in the water crisis because of negligence and arrogance, according to the Michigan Attorney General Bill Shute. Listen to this.
The families of Flint will not be forgotten. We will provide the justice they deserve. In Michigan, the system is not rigged. There's one system of justice, and it applies to everybody equally, no matter who you are. Period. Providing justice to families of Flint means accountability. Those who committed crimes will be held accountable. Today we're announcing charges against six individuals from two state departments, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Their offenses vary, but there's an overall theme and repeated pattern. Each of these individuals attempted to bury or cover up, to downplay or to hide information that contradicted their own narrative, their story. And their narrative and their story was, there's nothing wrong with Flint water, and that it was perfectly safe to use. In essence, these individuals concealed the truth. They were criminally wrong to do so. And the victims, well, these are real people, families who've been lied to by government officials and have been treated as expendable, as if they don't count. Well, they do count. And when our investigation is completed and our prosecutions are successful, then accountability and justice will be delivered to families of Flint and to families in Michigan.
Can you believe this isn't really even fixed yet? He said, the Attorney General said, some people failed to act, others minimized harm done, arrogantly chose to ignore data, some intentionally altered figures, covered up significant health risks. People have died because of this. People's lives have been ruined because of these jerks and their arrogance. Three employees of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, three others from the Department of Health and Human Services. Charges bring to 9 the number of people charged since the criminal probe of the situation began. A major public health threat in Michigan brings us into focus as to how good the water is in your community. Do you know how good the water is that you're drinking? Are you I'm not. I have, the new house that I moved into, I've got town water. I don't like it. I had well water. I'm going to put a well in here at some point in time. But it's just fluoride, all the other things that are a part of what go into the public water supply. Who knows what else is put in there? It's kind of, people say, well, Doug, you're a conspiratorialist. Yeah, in a manner of speaking, I suppose I am. But I don't trust what I can't see, smell, taste, or hear, in a sense. 50 minutes past 10 before the new hour on Good Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A good place for you to be. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide, has been around for decades, helping people come up with the best deals and interesting trips and ideas. We're entering the fall deal zone, and we'll get some expertise on how to buy and what to buy from Pauline Frommer in just a minute here on Good Day.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
55 past the hour. Happy to have back Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guides. So, Pauline, it looks like we're into the fall deal zone. There isn't a day goes by in my
computer, my email, I don't have three or four items of interest. Buy a ticket for $23 or some other thing like that. What's the best, is this the best time in the good weather to be traveling as far as being able to afford to travel?
You're not going to what are called leaf peeping destinations.
Ah.
Those are really crowded in the fall. People love to see the autumn foliage. But pretty much anywhere else in the world, yeah, prices are going to drop because the kids are back in school. So that's a huge chunk of the population that won't be traveling.
So how do you know, in terms of destination, I've been thinking about taking a trip in late September, maybe early October, to various destinations in Europe. And I guess I wonder, I looked at the prices earlier and I got sort of scared away from doing it. Now, if I believe or if I hear what you say, this is the time to do it. Do you need, how much lead time do you need, a month or less in order to pick the right deals for the right places?
Well, we're not seeing as many last-minute deals as we used to. So if you're thinking of traveling in the fall, I would start looking now. I don't think there are going to be that many last-minute deals. However, there are some great deals if you're willing to take some risk. For example, it's hurricane season in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
A lot of Caribbean resorts will give you guarantees that if your vacation gets washed out, you'll get your money back, and your money will be much lower. That's for both Caribbean cruises and for Caribbean vacations. In Europe, we've seen a drop-off in the number of flights going there.
Mm-hmm.
So your flight going there may be slightly more expensive, but costs on the ground are down because the euro and the British pound, obviously, because of Brexit, continue to drop in value. So
yeah,
it's a good time there.
I'm on one of your Fromer sites looking at a Royal Caribbean cruise liner in a port with a picture of people on these little skiffs traveling through it. And it looks so huge in these little ports, these big ships get in there. Isn't it amazing that they can get in? And sometimes they have to use their little boats to get people to shore, but it really is amazing to see some of these huge ships in some of these small little locations.
Yes, but some of them they can't get into, and that's why they've created their own personal islands, which I think is kind of a cheat. You go to this little island, and it's all Royal Caribbean, or it's all Norwegian, or Holland, or whatever it is, and it's not quite the authentic experience you hoped for when you took a cruise. You're probably going to get a more authentic experience of the destinations if you take a mid-sized cruise ship. Some of those now stay overnight in ports, so you don't have to rush back to the ship in a panic.
Mm-hmm. Best days of the week to fly, cheapest ones anyway. Tuesday, I think, is it, isn't it, along with Wednesday and Saturday, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, for most destinations. It varies, but yes, that's the general rule of thumb.
Yeah. All right, keep that in mind. If you're planning on traveling, you have a lot of free time in the fall, now's the time to start thinking about it. Pauline Fromer.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.